Are you reducing tooth decay with Amident ammoniated toothpaste?
Well, answer the man, George.
Of course, Gracie. I use Amident twice a day.
You can smile when you say that.
Yes, it's the Amident Show, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, Bea Benaderet, Hal March, Mary Jane Croft, Harry Lubin and the Amident Orchestra. For healthy laughter, it's George and Gracie. And for healthier teeth, for fewer cavities, it's Amident Toothpaste. Well, this is the birthday of George Washington, the father of our country. But if he could hear Gracie, I doubt if he'd claim her as one of his children. We find her now talking to her husband, who, by the way, was named after George Washington, shortly after.
George, we've got to stop doing business with our bank. I won't stand for them calling my brother Willie a good-for-nothing loafer.
The bank said that?
They even put it in writing. You know, Willie owed us $100.
Well, he sent us a check last week.
Well, we got it back from the bank, and right across Willie's name, they wrote no account.
That's a very naughty bank, and we'll send them back their calendar.
Oh, I was so mad, I went down there this morning to see them. I guess they knew I was coming, because when I got there, the shades were down and the bank was closed.
Gracie, they closed the bank because this is Washington's birthday.
Oh, I studied that in school. You know, I remember how after Washington freed the slaves, all the states got together.
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember how after Washington freed Abraham Lincoln, all the states
Gracie.
Got together.
Gracie.
What?
You must have been real smart when you went to school.
Well, I was as smart as my teacher. We were in the same class for 5 years. You know, George, in those days, teachers weren't very healthy.
They weren't, huh?
No. 4 of my teachers in a row had a nervous breakdown.
That I can understand.
Gee, but school was a lot of fun. I remember the little boy who sat in front of me, Riley Jackson. I used to dip his pigtails in the inkwell.
The boy in front of you had pigtails?
Yes, he used to bring them to school. His father was a butcher.
You've had a gay life, kid. Come in.
Hello, everybody. Isn't this a beautiful day? The sun is shining, the birds are singing. George, it's great to be alive.
I know, Bill.
You remember, huh? Yeah.
Bill, what are you so happy about?
I'm in love.
Again?
Oh, this time it's the real thing, George. Since I met this girl, I haven't dated anyone else. I even popped the question last night.
What question, Bill?
Well, you know, Gracie, the same question George asked you before you were married.
Oh, and did she lend you the money?
Gracie, why don't you make Bill some hot chocolate or something?
Would you like some, Bill?
Well, I could use a pickup.
I thought you were through with other girls.
He means he wants hot chocolate.
Oh, all right. Excuse me.
Okay. Say, George, why don't you and Gracie go to Santa Anita with my girl and me this afternoon? Her father owns racehorses, and they've got a box out there.
Sounds like fun. Gracie has never been to the races. And we'd love to meet your girl.
Oh, George, she's wonderful. And her father's got $2 million. But that isn't why I love her.
Oh, no. No.
She's got a million of her own.
Bill, I think any man that would let his wife support him is a rat.
Well, we'll pick you up in a half hour, George. I'll bring you a piece of cheese.
A big piece.
Goodbye, Willie. Oh, wait till you meet this doll, George. Whoa!
Girls. That's all he's got on his mind. You'd think he'd have something better to think about. Like, I'll work on it later. Gracie, Willie just left, so never mind the hot chocolate.
Well, thank goodness. You know, it's impossible to heat that stuff. Every time I put a Hershey bar in the toaster, it melts before it pops up.
Look, Gracie...
We can eat the nuts, though.
What?
We can eat the nuts.
Oh.
But you'll have to scrape them off the ceiling.
I'll wear my gloves with the long fingers. Look, Gracie, Bill invited us to the races this afternoon. Would you like to go?
I don't think so, George.
You might win.
Oh, I never could win at a race. My legs are too short.
Honey, I'm talking about the races at Santa Anita with horses.
Oh, well, then I know I couldn't win. I can't run as fast as a horse.
The horses do all the running.
Oh.
You try to pick a horse that's going to win, and you buy a ticket on him. You can buy anything from a $2 ticket to a $100 ticket.
Uh-huh. I guess with a $100 ticket, you sit up front on his neck.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll bet the people with $2 tickets really get bounced around.
Yeah, that's where I had to sit when I did a skating act. I didn't have any money then.
Oh.
Come in.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, George.
Hello, Blanche.
What have you got in the suitcase, Blanche? Going somewhere?
No. Harry and I had a little spat, and I'm throwing a scare into him.
Well, you better let him out of there. He'll suffocate.
He's at home, Gracie.
I'm going up to change clothes. Goodwin will pick us up in 20 minutes, Gracie.
Oh, all right, dear. What's the trouble between you and Harry, Blanche?
Oh, so inattentive and unromantic. Doesn't even know I'm alive anymore. I remember when we used to sit in the living room, I'd thrill all over when he'd dim the lights.
Well, doesn't he do that anymore?
Yeah, but now it only means television. These days, we only watch the wrestling. Well, I get so mad at Harry. Here it is, a beautiful holiday when we could be together, and he's getting ready to go fishing.
You know, George used to go fishing a lot.
How'd you stop him?
I didn't. I helped him. In fact, when I saw that all his fish hooks were bent, I took a hammer and straightened them out. I don't know why he gave up fishing.
Well, it'll take more than that to stop Harry. That's why I told him I was leaving him.
Oh, but Blanche, you'll scare the poor man to death. He might do something desperate.
Let him. I don't care. He can beg me to come home. If he crawls on his hands and knees, I won't go back to him. I'm through, and when I say that...
Hello?
Hello, Gracie. This is Harry Morton. Is Blanche there?
Yes. Here, Blanche. It's your husband.
Oh. Hello?
Blanche?
Darling, I'll be right home.
That isn't necessary. Just tell me where you put my fishing reel.
Stop begging. I'll be right home. Oh, he needs me, Gracie. Men are such babies. Well, I'll see you later, honey.
Bye, Blanche.
Is that phone call for me?
No, dear. It was for Well, George, what in the world are you wearing?
My brown and red check suit. I bought it in London last summer. Looked very sporty at the races today.
Oh, I wish you'd had that suit on our honeymoon. We wouldn't have had to send out for a checkerboard.
Gracie, you better get ready to leave for the track.
Oh, all right, dear.
Don't be too long. Come in.
Sam the tailor at your service.
Hello, Sam. You can put my clothes on the chair there. Sam, how do you like the suit I'm wearing?
That's a suit.
For your information, this suit came from England.
Well, they finally got even for Bunker Hill.
I'm going to the track this afternoon. Do you know anything about horses?
That's some question to ask a tailor. You always ask him questions I'm not interested. You want to ask me something, ask me Sam. How's business?
Okay. Sam, how's business?
Don't ask.
Loads of luck, Sam.
Toodle-doodle.
Toodle-doodle, yeah. How's business? Don't ask. You like me falling for an old joke like that? Ain't misbehaving all by myself. I guess jokes are like women's styles. Every 7 years they come back. Ain't misbehaving, I'm happy on the shelf, babe. Guess I'll be a straight man all my life. Throw me a piece of bait and I swallow it. I want to talk to you, saving my love. Oh, baby, love for you, really saving love for you. I know for certain you're the one I love.
George?
Yeah, yeah.
Well?
Huh? Oh, yes, Gracie, you look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay, you talked me into it.
Hey, is that another new dress?
Oh, now don't get excited, dear. I bought this dress and it didn't cost me one penny.
That I'd like to hear.
Well, first I bought a dress for $80 and charged it.
Yeah.
Then I took it back and exchanged it for a $40 dress. So I owe the store $40 and they owe me $40, so we're even.
That's probably how Jack Benny figures out his age.
Oh, I can't wait to get to the racetrack.
Wish Goodwin would hurry up. By the way, have you seen my binoculars?
No, but when we get back from the track, you can show them to me.
I'll do that.
Oh, I wish my brother Willie was here. He loves to go to the races.
Yeah, I can tell by that check he sent us. I noticed in his letter that he and his wife are back together again.
Yes. Did I ever tell you how Willie and Ethel happened to separate?
No.
Well, 5 years ago, they went out in the yard to clean a rug.
Mm-hmm.
Ethel held the rug up and told Willie to beat it. So he did.
Away for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet Ethel was glad to see him.
Well, Willie said she was so glad she dropped the rug and kissed him.
I wish Goodwin would get here.
Well, while we're waiting, why don't you sing to me, Sugar Throat? You sing so beautifully.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay, you talked me into it. Ain't misbehaving all by myself. Ain't misbehaving all by
This is Bill Goodwin, folks. Did you or any member of your family have to have a tooth filled last year? And are you still using the same toothpaste you used when those cavities occurred? Well, if that's the case, tell me this. How can you expect to have fewer cavities, less tooth decay, until you change to a toothpaste that has proven it can reduce tooth decay? Give yourself and your children the benefit of that wonderful new discovery, Amident, the ammoniated toothpaste. Remember, if you're using today the same toothpaste you used a year ago, your toothpaste is not ammoniated. It has not changed its formula to include the new anti-decay ingredients. It can do no more to reduce tooth decay than it did last year. So why not use a little plain common sense? You want fewer cavities for yourself and certainly your children. Change your toothpaste. Change away from the toothpaste that has not been able to prevent the cavities you had last year. Change to Amident ammoniated toothpaste, the toothpaste that has proved it can reduce tooth decay by regular daily use. That's Amident, Amident. And remember, Amident toothpaste and Amident tooth powder are recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice in America.
Bill would hurry up. I can't wait to get to Santa Anita.
And I can't wait to meet his new girl. I'm so glad Bill is finally going to settle down. You know, he's been so miserable.
Bill has been miserable?
Oh, yes. Every night out with a different girl. Kissing, hugging, necking. He'll be so happy when he gets married and doesn't have to do that anymore.
Getting married doesn't stop a man from kissing.
It doesn't?
No.
George Burns... Who have you been kissing?
You. There.
So that's what that is.
Yeah, I don't know you well enough to shake hands.
George, you're glad you settled down and married me, aren't you?
Well, sure, honey. You're the greatest little wife a man ever had.
Huh?
What's the matter?
That's no compliment. You've only had one wife. Now, if Artie Shaw had said that, it would mean something.
I'll have him call you.
Say, George, maybe the Mortons would like to go to the races with us. I'll call them.
Okay, but tell them that they have to be ready in 10 minutes.
Hello?
Blanche, this is Gracie.
Uh-huh.
Would you folks like to go to the races with us?
Oh, I'd love to. But I'll have to persuade my little fisherman.
All right, and hurry over.
I'll call you back. Bye.
Bye.
Harry.
Yeah?
George is taking Gracie out to Santa Anita this afternoon.
It's not far enough. She'll find her way back.
They're going to the races, and they want us to go with them.
I'm going fishing.
Fish, fish, fish! That's all you think about. Why didn't you marry a fish instead of me? Well, answer me.
Give me time. It ain't easy.
Harry, we'll have fun.
Blanche, I'm not going anywhere with Gracie. It's embarrassing.
Well, I'd rather go out with Gracie than that gravel-throated ham she's married to. Calls himself Sugar Throat. Maybe if you keep straining that voice, you'll get the lumps out.
Well, anyway, I am not going to the racetrack with that numbskull next door.
I thought you liked George.
You know who I mean.
The one who protested when the longshoreman got a raise because she thought it was unfair to the shortshoreman. Now, please, Blanche, leave me alone. I'm going fishing this afternoon.
All right, Harry, if that's what you want, we'll go fishing.
Now, that's the way I like to hear you. We'll go fishing?
Well, you can do all the fishing. Mother and I will just sit there and dangle our feet in the water.
Phone the Burnses. We're going to the races.
Anything you want, dear. You're the boss.
Yeah, I've got you right where you want me.
Okay, Gracie, I talked Harry into going to the track.
Oh, I knew you could do it, Blanche.
Yeah, we'll be over in 5 minutes. Goodbye.
Bye.
What are you laughing at?
The way Blanche wraps her husband around her little finger.
Eh, poor Harry.
Oh, it isn't just Harry. All husbands are putty in the hands of a smart woman.
You don't say.
Do you know, George is easier to work than Harry.
George?
Yeah. Oh, this'll kill you.
You mean your husband?
Yes, yes. He had a hole in his sock and he wanted me to darn it.
But you didn't.
No, I'll just turn the sock inside out and the hole won't show.
You're pretty clever.
And listen to this. He thinks the cleaner lost the brown overcoat he bought last year.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah. The cleaners don't lose coats. My father's had that coat cleaned 3 times.
Your husband sounds like a real schmo. Who do you think I am?
But you're... Why, George Burns, we were just talking
about
you.
I know I was. Oh, Gracie, I don't know what to do. Come in.
Well, hello, Burns.
Well, hello, Bill.
Well, folks, here she is, the most wonderful girl in the world. The one and only, my fiancée. George and Gracie, meet Miss, what's your name again, honey?
Ann Nelson.
Oh, sure, Ann Nelson.
How do you do?
Glad to meet you, Ann.
The pleasure's mine.
George, surely you're not going to wear that red and brown suit.
Certainly, I think it's fine. I wouldn't take anything for this suit.
Well, I better take something. It's making me sick.
Relax, Willie.
Anne, how soon are you and Bill getting married?
Married? Why, Mrs. Burns, we're hardly acquainted.
Well, that's all right. It's much easier to get acquainted after you're married.
Well, don't rush us, Gracie. I've got to save up a few dollars first.
Yes, that's life. The good-looking ones are always broke. The richer they are, the homelier they are.
George, I didn't know you were that loaded.
Get laughs while you're single, Willie.
Anne, you and Bill really must get married. Marriage is wonderful. Now look at George and me. We're so happy.
Really?
Oh, yes. We laugh all the time. Show them how happy you are, George.
Oh, Gracie.
George Burns, show them how happy you are. Now, show them how you felt before you got married.
Oh.
And now? Get married, Anne. Has Bill spoken to your father yet?
Oh, yes, that was quite a scene. Daddy's crazy about horses, and Bill's crazy about Amadent toothpaste. When they met, instead of shaking hands, they examined each other's teeth.
Oh, her father and I got along great. He told me how he made $2 million in the stock market, and I told him to go out and buy AT&T.
He made $2 million in the stock market, and he needs you to tell him to buy AT&T. Huh?
Oh, sure. Amadent toothpaste and tooth powder.
Oh,
there's a real preferred buy, George. Amadent not only helps reduce tooth decay, but it's a grand wake-up toothpaste. It tastes delightful, leaves your teeth bright and sparkling, and your mouth feeling fresh and clean.
And if you marry Willie, you better be prepared for a little shock. Instead of you, this kid will carry Amadent across the threshold.
Oh, don't you worry, Ann. I'll carry my precious little bundle across the threshold. Then I'll come back and get you. And you can brush your teeth with Amadent. It's recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice.
I'll never use anything but Amadent, Bill.
Oh, that's my baby. Oh, my gosh, I just remembered. I forgot to cancel my golf date. Can I use your phone, George?
Sure. Use the one in the den.
Okay. Excuse me, Anne, honey. I'm going in the den for a moment.
Well, hurry back, lover.
Oh, I will, sweetheart.
I'll miss you, darling.
Oh, I'll miss you, precious.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well, goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, angel.
All that just to go into the next room? And if he ever goes to the drugstore to use the phone, you'll need a chaperone.
Oh, George, you're very unromantic. You've been using that phone in the den for 18 years. And not only don't you kiss me, you don't even wave goodbye.
Well, the next time I go in the den, I'll wave goodbye. And when I get there, I'll write to you.
Airmail?
Yes, airmail. Special delivery. And I understand your father has quite a string of horses.
Oh, yes, I have a few myself. I wish you and Mrs. Burns had come out to our ranch sometime. Let me show you around.
We'd love to, Anne.
I've got a full-blooded Arabian that I'm crazy about.
Well, don't let Bill find out about him. You know, those sheiks are very romantic.
The Arabian is a horse.
Oh. Yes, he's a champion show horse. He's 5 gated. Big, beautiful animal. 16 hands.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess he needs that many hands to open all those gates.
I'm afraid Gracie doesn't know. Come in.
Here we are, ready for the track.
The track.
We're just dying to get there.
Dying.
Anne, I'd like you to meet our next-door neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Morton. This is Anne Nelson.
Oh, how do you do,
Nelson?
Oh, George, I didn't know you owned a horse.
I don't.
Then why are you wearing his blanket?
Harry, you're the only one who hasn't made a crack about my suit. Would you care to say something?
Yeah, why don't you get a stick and kill it?
Thanks.
Blanche, Anne is the girl that Bill Goodwin is going to marry and settle down with and raise a family.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, well, now, just a moment. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
Anne, I better have a little talk with you. Anne, it won't be chickens.
She knows,
that you...
she knows. Come on, folks, let's go. Oh, Blanche and Harry. Hello.
Hello,
how are you, Bill?
They're going to the track with us, Bill.
Oh, say, wait a minute. The box at the track only holds six. There's six of us here, and Anne's mother and father are eight.
Oh? Well, if they're that young, they can sit on our laps.
Gracie, there isn't room for all of us. Two will have to stay home.
Oh. Well, I'm to blame. I invited the Mortons.
Well, I'm to blame, too. I accepted.
Well... Listen, Blanche.
Huh? Oh. Well, Gracie and I have decided.
Wait a minute, girls. If you want to go to the races, go ahead. Harry and I'll stay home.
That's what we decided.
What?
Come on, everybody. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Harry.
Well, goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.
What are you laughing about, Harry?
I didn't want to go to the races anyway.
What are you going to do?
Well, I've got 5 hours. I'm going to do what I like best, George. I'm going to fish every second of it. What are you going to do?
I've got 5 hours, and I'm going to do what I like best, too. Down in the garden where the red rose grows, Mahoney, oh, my love is gold.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Wednesday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Harry Lubin and the Amadent Orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Brought to you by the makers of Amadent, the ammoniated toothpaste and tooth powder. Recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice. The George Burns and Gracie Allen program was transcribed in Hollywood, written by Paul Henning, Sid Dorfman, Harvey Helm, and Stanley Shapiro, and produced by William Burns. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Judge Roger Alton Pfaff of Los Angeles, one of the nation's outstanding traffic jurists, who has a message for George and Gracie. Your Honor.
Well, George and Gracie, as a representative here this evening of the National Safety Council, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present to you two this award of merit for exceptional service to the cause of safety in 1949. These awards are not handed out at random, but just to a select few each year who have contributed their time and talent without remuneration of any sort to the cause of promoting public safety. Our congratulations and best wishes to you, very gracious and sincere people.
Thank you, Your Honor. Gracie and I are more than happy to help such a worthy cause.
We certainly are. Thank you, Judge.
Girls, is this true or false? You can shampoo your hair without water.
Why, it's false.
No, it's true. It's Minipoo, the marvelous dry shampoo that doesn't wet your hair, doesn't disturb your wave. Minipoo leaves your hair shining, clean, and lustrous in only 10 minutes. Perfect when you have an unexpected date, when you're down with a cold, grand for oily hair.
Tell me who sells Minipoo?
Drugstores do. That's who. Ask for Minipoo. M-I-N-I-P-O-O. Minipoo.
Look for the Amadent ad featuring Myrna Loy, starring in If This Be Sin, a Gregory Ratoff production, released through United Artists. Next Wednesday and every Wednesday, listen to the Amadent Show, starring George and Gracie. Good night.
Listen to the Lum and Abner Show, which follows immediately over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.